Banners and Signs Graphics.
Is Randy in?
That's me.
Hey, Randy, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing good, just in a big giant hurry, just about to run out. What can I do for you today?
Oh, barely caught you, then, sounds like, huh? Well, anyways, we talked earlier this summer about some equipment you had to pre-approve for. You wanted me to check back up
well,
in November.
Well, President, I'm very unsure how this economy is going to go, so I'm not going to buy anything.
What is that going to have to do with any equipment you were looking to buy,
is
though?
That we're going to go into a recession and I'll have bills to pay.
Get
it?
I don't think that's going to happen. What makes you say
well,
that?
Well, I'm pretty scared. Who'd you vote for?
I'm guessing not the same person as you, from what it sounds like.
So you voted for Trump.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, why do you think he's not going to blow up the world? I guess that's an unfair question.
You're a business owner, just kind of.
Yeah. No, I'm a scared business owner. I got caught in a jam in 2009.
Oh yeah.
Buying all sorts of equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was impervious because like I was doing great in 2009.
Yeah.
And then it all went to
all
crap.
Of a sudden, yeah.
And so then I had all these bills to pay.
Yeah.
And I'm just too scared.
No, I got you completely.
Yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't even matter who was president.
Yeah. No,
that's both of them
saying,
were going to blow up the world.
Yeah. Either way, right?
Yeah.
Either
no
way.
Winning.
Was that with, were you back with Banner? Was it still Banner Signs and Graphics back then as well?
Oh, yeah. Same thing for the past 20 years.
Nice. You guys end up making it through and, you know, stuck it out?
Yeah. It was painful. But we made it through. It's all about, like, just low overhead.
Yeah, you know? No, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
it was like, I got caught, you know, that's how the, all the farmers, back in 1929,
yeah.
Like, they're going, like, they finally were getting a little bit of money and they're getting more orders.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when they started buying new equipment, going like, oh, we got to jump on the train, we got to, you know, invest so we can make more money. And all those farmers got stuck with their new tractor and their new whatever.
Mm-hmm,
and then they
forever.
Yeah, yep. that was one of the stories of the Great Depression. So I kind of fell for it too.
So ever since, I'm guessing you guys haven't been financing, kind of trying to pay everything out of pocket then, huh?
Well, right now, let's see. Right now, I have... Oh, man, that doesn't... I gotta get this other line. I gotta go. Okay.
I can hold
for
a sec. Thank
you, sir. Okay, bye.